It was finally settled, I think, around 1902 or somewhere along there. But have a will.
Yeah.
For heaven's sake.
Really?
Yeah. Grandmother Cassad did help contribute some of the land and stuff for the university up there. And Aunt Jessica said she married Clarence Rose, who was the brother of Eugene Manlow Rose. Well, Aunt Jessie went when they established the college up there of agriculture. She I forget whether it was 1892 or somewhere along there. She was the only graduate from the school that particular year because the school was just getting going.
Wow.
And she had made a scientific dissertation on bees.
Wow.
And she told me, she said she thought she had covered every stone and mountain in New Mexico hunting. But she said something about that the bees eventually had been sent to the Smithsonian Institute.
Huh. Was she a beekeeper?
They did have honey that they produced. And they had a census in 1885 of New Mexico. It wasn't the regular census, but they were hoping to become a state.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And it mentioned on the census that they produced 500 pounds of honey a year.
Wow. It's a lot.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of words that we try to get in these interviews that if you don't end up saying them in normal conversation, we go back through and try to just get you to say them. So
okay.
For instance, parents, well, they bring up children. What's another word for that?
They raise children.
And I was something by my mother. The past tense of that.
I was raised by my mother.
That's right. And if I resemble my mother, you'd say, you know, she.
Well, or I look like her.
Yeah. Or she.
She resembles me.
Yeah. Or.
Or I resemble her.
And where you usually go to have a baby is.
A hospital.
And if you don't go to.
Hospital.
If you don't go to a hospital, where how you. Where you have to, who do you have to have?
Well, mother actually had a doctor at home for my sister.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
because doctors used to make house calls.
Yeah.
But if it wasn't a trained medical doctor, what would it be?
Well, it would probably be nursing. I can't think of the term right now.
We'll come back to it. Because a lot of people these days, they don't even have a nurse or a doctor. They use this other person who's trained, but isn't.
Well, they're trained from maternity.